this is your Polycast for Monday, October 17th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, alternative candidates make a pitch to dissatisfied voters and a debate in the 2nd District. The candidates for Congress in Minnesota's 2nd District say ads airing in their race misrepresent them and their views. In their first of three planned debates over the weekend, Democrat Angie Craig and Republican Jason Lewis were given the chance to critique TV commercials in their competitive race. The winner will fill the seat Republican John Klein is giving up. Lewis took aim at ads by Craig and Democratic groups. They used snippets from his conservative radio talk show days of him making controversial remarks about women and slavery. Lewis said the comments have been taken out of context.
If Angie Craig is willing to mislead you here and now, she'll mislead you in Congress.
Angie Craig said voters aren't getting an accurate picture from Republican ads about her plans for changing federal health laws. Craig says Lewis is unwilling to stand up to Donald Trump and that the two are too extreme on issues like fixing federal health insurance laws.
He's with Donald Trump on a number of issues, and that's, of course, where he is here. Repeal, 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 with absolutely no plan.
Lewis said he doesn't approve of Trump's past personal conduct, but he said he's backing Trump because he doesn't want the White House turned over to Hillary Clinton, whom he called corrupt. The Independence Party's Paula Overby was part of the TPT debate and said the bitter campaign tone is why some are giving third parties a hard look this year. And speaking of third parties, many voters are saying that they're not satisfied with the choices they have from the two major parties, and not just in the presidential race. A number of minor party and other alternative candidates are hoping to take advantage of that dissatisfaction and say they represent a guilt-free option for people who are looking for something different. Brian Baxt has more.
Chris Dock can tell when there's been another ugly moment in the presidential race. Phone calls pick up, and so does Facebook activity for the Minnesota Libertarian Party, which Dock chairs. And lately, he says, there's been a lot of interest as some right-of-center voters in particular decide they can't stomach Republican Donald Trump.
We're seeing a lot more traction of people who are looking for another option, and so obviously we're talking to them about Gary Johnson and that there is another option, and it's a sane option, both from a policy perspective and from a personality perspective.
Johnson is the former Republican governor of New Mexico. He was the Libertarian nominee 4 years ago, too, and received about 1% of the Minnesota vote. Another ballot repeat is the Green Party's Jill Stein, who garnered less than half of 1% of Minnesota's votes in 2012. Minnesota Green Party Chairman Brandon Long is convinced she'll do much better this time.
They're coming out of the woodwork, actually.
Long expects Stein to attract votes from people who backed Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders in the Democratic nomination contest, but who haven't warmed up to Hillary Clinton as the Democratic nominee.
Bernie Sanders was somebody that really ignited a lot of interest in a lot of people, particularly who were independent in the first place, brought them into the party. They're not really feeling appreciated or wanted, and so a lot of people are saying, look, we need another option. Jill Stein and the Green Party is it.
In all, there are 9 choices for Minnesota voters in the presidential race. There are candidates from the Constitution Party, the Legal Marijuana Now Party, the Socialist Workers Party, and the American Delta Party. The Independence Party line is occupied by Evan McMullen, a former congressional staffer and CIA operative who has climbed into striking distance in Utah. McMullen isn't on every state's ballot, but he's got some politically savvy backers in Minnesota. Harry Niska is one of them. The lawyer from Ramsey is very active in state Republican politics, but he's very opposed to Trump as the nominee because of what he calls Trump's lack of principles and moral character.
I worked very hard. I did everything I knew to do to prevent the party from making what I think is a historic mistake.
Niska says he views McMullen as a credible alternative, but he's getting grief from other Republicans.
A lot of my friends are frustrated with me, and they either wish I would get on board or be quiet, and I understand that, frankly. I wish I could support the Republican nominee for president, and it's extraordinarily frustrating and frankly angering to me that I can't.
If any of the alternative candidates win 5% of the vote, their parties will become major parties in Minnesota. That entitles them to automatic ballot access and campaign subsidies heading into an all-important 2018, when the governor's office and a Senate seat are up. Away from the presidential race, Tim Cherno is betting that discontent carries down the ballot. The former TV newscaster is trying to elbow his way into the picture in Minnesota's 3rd congressional district, as a write-in candidate. Chernow has been knocking on doors and telling voters to rebuke both incumbent Republican Eric Paulson and Democratic challenger Terry Bonoff. Their race has drawn millions of dollars, flooding mailboxes and television programs with negative ads.
With the political dissatisfaction that's out there, I'm sitting on top of a tinder dry pile of voter anger, and I'm just throwing matches out there.
Chernow is running a shoestring campaign paid for from his own pocket, but his challenge is much greater than most races with extra options. People have to remember and write his name, or something close to it, for him to get their vote. Covering politics, I'm Brian Baxt, Minnesota Public Radio News.
And that's your Polycast for this Monday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.